Dreamscape presents Beauty and the Bachelor by Naima Simone, narrated by Ava Lucas and Philip Alsace.
Chapter 1. During Lucas Oliver's first week as a new transfer student to the Chicago public school system, he'd witnessed a fight between a kid who should have been a sophomore in college, not high school, and a tall, skinny freshman. Well, fight was a bit of a misnomer. The skinny kid, Terrence Wallace, had tried to walk away, probably applying that turn-the-other-cheek rhetoric he'd learned in Sunday school. He'd ended up sprawled on the floor, that cheek busted. The following year, Terrence returned to school, beefed up and full of roid rage. The prey had suddenly become the predator, handing out the same beatdowns he used to suffer. Lucas had learned two valuable lessons then. Well, two and a half. One, get before you get got. Two, preparation is the key to successful revenge. Two and a half, steroids are some nasty shit. Now, years later, standing in a crowded ballroom at an event hosted by the Rhodonite Society, a philanthropic organization comprised of Boston's wealthy elite, Lucas possessed an affinity for Terrence. True, Lucas's own revenge plan had taken considerably more time to set in motion than a summer of pumping weights and shooting up. 15 years longer. Still, as he hovered on the cusp of realizing his dream of retribution, reflecting on every long, hard year felt sweet. As sweet as it must have been for Terrence to plant his fist in the mouth of the thug who'd made his life a living hell. He lightly traced the thin, flattened ridge of scar tissue under his right eye, picturing its twin that bisected his eyebrow. Bitterness throbbed inside him like a wound unable to heal, because his memories insisted on ripping off the scab, keeping the injury fresh and angry. Every scar, every agony, every humiliation, every moment of fear, they were all worth this moment. He watched his quarry hold court among his peers, laughing and basking in his power, his glory, completely unaware he was being hunted. This moment of happiness would be the man's last, before he suffered the same pain and devastation he'd so carelessly meted out to others. Lucas studied the face of the man who'd betrayed Lucas's family so deeply. The scars on his face didn't compare to the ones carved into his soul. And smiled.
Oh, shit. You're smiling, a voice said to his left.
He slid a sidelong glance at Aiden Kent, his business partner and best friend since high school. Hell, his only friend. Most people called Lucas the Beast of Baybridge.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?